bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome once again to Shadowrun. This is Johnny playing the still unknowing orc.
I am Jordan and I am playing Magic Foot the elf.
My name is Aaron and I am playing the dwarf.
And this is Jeremy, and I am playing Genie, a.k.a. Blondie, and also the child and the game master.
Bear?
No, just the child.
The child is Baby Yoda.
Grogu.
The child's name is not Grogu. But where we left off, the child was doing something very odd, walking headlong without abandon into a gunfight.
As children do.
No, I always did as a kid.
And I believe we do have 2.5 baddies left.
Yes. One
is supine on the ground.
Yes.
After taking 2 shots. So, one thing that you notice as the child is walking towards the vehicle, remember I said, is a hover vehicle.
Yes.
So, it looked like it was on the surface of the rooftop, but there's actually a drop down, 2 or 3 foot drop down to a lower level of the roof, and the vehicle is actually hovering at the edge of that roof. We are finished a initiative pass, or a full combat turn, so we are re-rolling initiative.
And I think I'm rolling 8.
3, yeah.
Yeah.
I only got 2 this time.
I got 3. I did better than I had before.
So 2 people with 3.
2 people with 2.
2 people with 2.
What are the baddies at?
400. That guy's got 6 this time, so they're going to go first.
They rolled a 6. That doesn't mean they have 6. So, 3s simultaneous first.
So what you doing?
How close is the sniper rifle?
The sniper ducked.
No,
Blondie
she had a gun.
She dropped the sniper rifle.
She had a gun, and she dropped the gun.
Yes. Okay, that's pretty close to you.
Yes, okay. Can I run, pick it up, and get a shot off?
No. Or,
okay,
run
because shooting a sniper rifle is probably that's a single shot.
It's
a complex.
It's a semi-automatic, but to run and retrieve it
okay.
would be too simple.
All right, that's what I'm going to do.
I can't magically curve bullets around things.
No, you're not.
This is not wanted.
Wanted is an underrated movie. It's actually pretty fun.
Yes, but you can't spin your wrist that fast.
I'm not talking about spinning my wrist. I'm talking about magic. I know gun too. I would like to use magic to call down lightning from heaven onto my enemies. So the ones that are still up, like crouched down behind things, I would like to call lightning strikes down and hit them.
All right, pick your order that you're going to strike.
So, first one hiding, second one hiding, third supine.
Okay.
One success. That was so bad, Jordan.
One success. Tie goes to the defender.
Darn.
And that's all you can seem to draw.
Yeah. So, end of turn.
End of turn. You hear a shot. A shotgun shot, and as you are running by to retrieve the rifle, the door of the roof gets littered with a hole. Then you see a spark of energy quickly bubble over top of the supine figure, but fizzles out pretty quickly. All right, 2s.
All right, I want to retrieve my knife from Orc's face.
Okay.
And how far away am I from the guy with the shotgun?
You're about 10 yards. He's off to one side.
I'm going to go put myself between the child and get out a shotgun and I'm going to take a shot at him with my pistol.
Simultaneous action. As you're moving forward, you feel the pistol get pulled from your holster. And you see a flash run by.
Okay, then.
That's what I just rolled for.
I know. All right, I know what happens.
Yeah,
but I don't know what happened.
Yeah. The orc does not know what happened.
No.
All of a sudden, the pistol is gone.
Yes. How far away is the child from the shuttle?
From the vehicle? About 10 yards.
10 yards?
So next turn, the child will reach the vehicle.
Okay.
Which is now the child's turn. That's what the child is doing. Still just strolling very peacefully and gracefully towards the vehicle. Reroll initiative.
Zero successes.
Lots of success. Only four.
I'm thrown for a loop by not having my gun disappearing from my holster.
Two. All right, so Blondie got 5. Dwarf, Aaron, got 4. Jordan, Elf,
2.
Johnny,
0.
0? What happens at 0?
Do I just go last or do this?
Yeah, you get a turn.
Yeah.
The child goes for 4. Okay.
2.
So, anybody looking in the direction of the vehicle, you see the chameleon suit turn off and you see Blondie running and ducking behind another air handler and without even looking, but this seems like a much more natural motion, without even looking, just flings the pistol to the side and takes a shot. That's a pretty good roll.
It is.
4.
It's 5 damage.
5. So.
Yeah.
No.
He took 5 damage.
Takes 5 damage.
Which one
was Goon on the, with the shotgun.
With the shotgun.
He was peering out, gets clipped on the shoulder and kind of staggers back and affects their initiative turn. So now you had 4.
Yep.
Okay. And it's Aaron.
So I'm gonna sight with my sniper rifle and I'm gonna shoot somebody.
Not me, please.
Who's still standing?
You have shotgun guy and rifle guy both undercover.
Can I see?
You cannot see shotgun guy.
Can I see rifle guy?
You can see rifle guy and you can see supine.
Okay. As I'm looking, can I see who's in the vehicle?
No, you cannot.
Okay. I'm going to shoot the rifle guy.
Okay. You're rolling 5.
So yeah, I'm probably going to end up shooting twice as well.
Okay. Like
2. So 2 successes. And 3 successes.
Ooh. 2 successes.
So one damage, one hit.
One hit.
8 damage.
8 damage. Takes it down to 6 damage.
It's no knife to the face, but
that's still pretty hefty. That person gets hit. They also get bumped down in initiative. So now it is Jordan's turn.
Can I also see the individual that was just shot?
You were where?
I was pretty much right where we came in.
Yes, you can see all 3
okay.
individuals.
I'm going to go ahead and shoot the one with the shotgun then, because I don't think he's been hit at all.
Yeah, hit the shoulder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He took some, but I'm going to dish more.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, actually, I got 3 successes.
I can only see the one from here.
What are you doing?
Shooting with a pistol?
Shooting with a pistol, okay. 4 more points of damage, and the one with the shotgun drops.
Okay. I guess that ends my... can I start running forward? Like in a bit of a crouch?
You just start running.
Yeah, I'm going to start moving forward.
Rifle guy? Or supine guy?
The supine guy is going to spend his action trying to stand back up.
Fair enough.
Took 2 shots to the chest, and now they're trying to stand back up. And the child reaches the edge of the drop-off. But does not appear to be slowing down. We're at the end of initiative pass, so re-roll initiative. Alright, so Blondie and Dwarf got 3, the Orc got 2, the Elf got 1, the Child Got one.
Oh. All right. Me and Blondie.
Was it simultaneous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I'm going to take another shot at the rifle dude.
The rifle dude. And as you do that, and you see a quick head bob out, and then just the pistol from Blondie comes out and fires.
Two successes and one success.
One, two. So, first one hits, second one does not. And Blondie hits as well.
Eight damage and five damage.
Doing that damage first, which is 8 damage. Mm-hmm. Stage it down, it took 6.
Yeah, took another 6.
When you shoot, drops.
Okay.
Cool.
Blondie, shooting at the Sukhan guy, trying to get back up, just critical glitched on his roll. So, stands up, takes a shot right to the head, straight board, falls back off of the edge. So we are now out of combat because all of the bodies are gone. What happens? The child takes a step off of the edge and is walking in the air towards the vehicle. The door of the vehicle opens up. It lifts up.
Yeah.
It's got the wing doors. And she just glides right into the front passenger seat.
Can we see who's in it?
There's nobody in it.
I would like to do a magic check to see if there are any auras attached to this vehicle. Or, like, see what the child's aura is like at this point. Because I'm thinking that there's something weird going on here.
So you remember the aura of the child before is shining brightly now.
I'm hoping that it's not like someone is trying to take over the child's personality.
It looks exactly the way you can recognize the aura.
It is completely clear, completely within its own intention. Okay.
I run and jump into the ship.
Yeah, Blondie runs and jumps in as well. She gets into the back.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
Running to the vehicle seems like a good party decision.
Party smarty, actually I left you all behind. I get into the pilot seat.
As you get in, there's a video screen comes on in the vehicle. And they look like they're in a tube. The walls are very close in and circular around. And their faces, like, right up in the camera. Looks like they're crawling forward somewhere.
Is it the dwarf?
Yes, it's the dwarf. The dwarf is crawling through somewhere. And it's like,
all right, you have the prototype.
Yes.
And you avoided May.
Yes.
So far.
We mean so far.
Maybe.
May knows that we're on the roof.
May knows that you have the prototype?
Yes.
She might.
She refers to it as her child.
Her child? Oh, wow. That's interesting. Interesting. All right. Safe house. This is where you should be going. The safe house from here.
All right. I jack into the transport.
You plug in?
I plug in.
Go ahead. Roll memory.
Nope.
John. Try again with this one.
Nope. Nope.
You're getting worse.
All right, you plug in.
I plug in.
The vehicle just sits there. It doesn't do anything. It
doesn't do anything.
Does anyone know how to fly this thing?
On the video.
The blonde, again. The blonde.
So why are we even here?
I get up as a Blondie up here.
Someone needs to get shot.
Jeannie gets in. Both fingertips come open. As she wraps the steering wheel, there are interfaces that come out of the steering wheel hook into the fingertips.
Are there any kind of weapons built into this hover flyer? In-game,
you cannot tell.
Yeah.
Out of game, yes, there are weapons on this.
Okay. Yeah. I start, like, looking around, seeing what I can try and find in terms of controls for other people not sitting in the pilot seat. Sensors, like, maybe a police scanner.
I asked Blondie if she picked up any extra rounds for this rifle.
Yes. You're able to find a police scanner in the vehicle.
That's what police call this.
If you're in Seattle.
Which we don't know where we're at, so.
That's the problem. Blondie is like, well, too many questions right now. Rounds for the rifle, I did not pick up any extra. I also, even though apparently I know how to drive this thing, I have no idea where I'm going. Everybody, roll memory.
Nothing.
I rolled a 5.
You know what? Sure, why not? I'll use another edge.
I do the same.
Come on, Johnny.
Yay! You want to up your memory? Or do you want an actual memory?
I want an actual memory. No, I want more clarification, actually.
You're going to want more clarification. I'm sorry, Johnny. I'm so sorry.
Yep. That's useless.
My target number, did it decrease to 5? Because I think I've had 3 successes at this point.
It should be 4.
It's 4. I got a 5.
I spent an edge point, and I then got a 5 and a 6.
You got a 5 and a 6.
I'll show you.
All right, so we got 2 flashbacks to do right here.
Who said I want a flashback?
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I want a flashback.
Okay, you want a flashback. All right, you want a flashback. You can ask for clarification up here or up your memory or get your flashback, Jordan.
I am fine with a flashback.
Flashback. All right. Since he had his first, we're going to go with his. All right. You're sitting at a tavern. This tavern is unlike anything that you've ever seen before. It looks very old school. A modern tavern would have trids or TVs everywhere. There are nothing to be seen. A lot of old-looking tapestries, old-looking artwork on the wall. And at the bar stool next to you is another elf. It's in a business suit. It's got long black hair. And he says, I don't know about this one, Jinx. It just doesn't feel right. You know that any dealing with technology seriously limits what we can do.
You know what? I feel like I really don't have much of a choice at this time. I feel like this is something that the elders have put in front of me in a way that I can't understand. And you know, sometimes you can't trust the path that you want to go down yourself. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, but the fact that this might be coming from the elders, I know we're from 2 different houses. So my house, this thing is way different than the local house. It's hard to trust the elders that come from Tyr Tangier.
You know, this is the way that I see it. I have been offered an opportunity. And do I want to take that opportunity? No. I could be greedy. I could really like latch on to what I want to do, which is go back and finish my education in the classics. But if I don't do what the elders have told me is important to me, even if I don't necessarily agree with it, then where am I really in my own status as a member of Tyr Tangier? I cannot really accept myself for who I am unless I am willing to put myself forward and accept that those who are in a position above me might have a better picture of the greater thing. And so this fact that they put this contract out there is not something that I really expected. Like, who would go with Cat? Really, honestly, who would go with Cat? But I've got to make sure that I can do this for the good of the Tyr. Because if I don't, who knows what could come against us?
There's a lot of people that would go with Cat for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But you just gotta remember, stay true to what you are asked to do. What Cat has asked people to do, know at your core, Tyr Tangier stands in opposition. Know in your core that the fact that you are even out here in Seattle, away from the confines of the elders, said something about your character already, that you are more aligned with a different house. Look, I'll say it this way. You're going to be limited, so just watch your back. And just know that anything that you face in there doesn't actually bleed.
You know, I know that there are things in this world that are not tangible. You can't touch everything. And I've been blessed with this ability to see the auras of others and to understand more than most. And so this idea that, you know, there's going to be enemies that don't bleed is something that I live with on a daily basis, because I see the intangible. I see things that other people can't wrap their heads around. And I want to do what you suggest, but I feel like I'm being led down a different path. And is my faith misplaced? Maybe to a certain degree, but I don't see you offering anything better. I don't see you offering to make the world a better place. I see you locking yourself away and locking us away.
And he shakes his head, picks up his glass of wine, and shakes it around. He's like, kid, if you knew what me and my team have done for this world.
There are some things that I'm supposed to know and some things I can't. Sometimes I'm a tool and sometimes I'm a mastermind. And right now, I'm too young to be a mastermind.
He nods, sort of in a pleasing manner at you, raises his glass, and says, well, kid, you'll change the world.
For the better.
Takes a sip. And that's the flashback. The dwarf's flashback. You find yourself sitting at the top of a support structure for a bridge. Down below is a bridge spanning from one island in the Seattle Sound to the main city. Looking over next to you, there's another dwarf. Strapped on his chest is a suicide bomb. Tears are flowing down his face. He's like, tell me again why I should disarm this.
You know she's waiting for you at home. She told me to come get you. She really doesn't want you to be out here tonight.
There are a lot of people that do want this out here tonight. There are a lot of people that need this out here tonight. You won't understand, traitor. So maybe it's fitting that you're up here with me to witness this. The resolve of what you came from, that you abandoned. See those tiny specks down there? Elves. Their disdain for our people.
Yes. And all you would be doing tonight is proving that their disdain is well placed. You will not be helping our cause, the cause of our people. You would be the true traitor in this sense. Right now, all we can be doing is making the best of the situation we've been given. Harming innocents isn't the best of that. You don't want to hurt these people. Your daughter doesn't want you to hurt these people. I don't want you to hurt these people. If you really think that you can deal a blow to the ones that look down on us, the ones that hate us, by harming random people on the street, that's not how this is done. That's not how battles are won. How lives or systems are changed.
Sometimes systems need to be changed by a violent act that is going to force them to change. This is all done because my daughter may not want me up here, but 20 years from now, I don't want my daughter to face what we face today. In your ear, you hear a buzz of static. Familiar dwarf says,
keep talking, 30 seconds.
No, and you're right. Instead, if you do this, your daughter will not survive the weekend. There will be such backlash against our kind, and you will be responsible for her death. Do you really want that on your conscience? Do you really want your last thoughts as you deal whatever blow you think you're going to be dealing to the fact that
10 seconds.
Dwarves will be hunted down for the next 20, 30, 50 years? Because of what you did tonight.
He shouts, dwarves are being hunted down, and you know it. There's an electronic beep from the vest. The lights power down, and then you hear a rifle shot. The dwarf goes off to the side, tumbles off, falls into the sound, past the bridge. In your ear, you hear the dwarf.
It's done.
You know he didn't have to be killed. He was gonna disarm that vest. Why did you take him out?
You know I didn't take him out. She on the next run, Deacon.
He clicks off, You hear another radio click in. You look down, there's a elf on a radio looking up towards you. And he says,
"Good job, Deacon. You'll find your crunch sticks delivered to your door. Your debt is almost paid. Mom's the only one left."
And that's your flashback. Zipping back to the rooftop, Jeannie still sitting there is, "I don't know where to go. Left. All right, left." Just veers off the rooftop. As she veers off the rooftop, the back of the vehicle kind of faces the door that you guys came in. The door blows off its hinges, and you see like a full like SWAT team with rifles come in. You hear some pangs off the back of the vehicle as Jeannie darts off. She dips down below the rooftops and is now zipping in and out of streets. Still saying, "That left was a good direction, but now still, where do we go? Where's this safe house? I have no idea." And she's like, "Oh, we are in Seattle. I have no idea where exactly the safe house is, though." Everybody, roll memory.
6.
Roll a 3.
I got a 3 and a 2.
All right, so since you are maxed out for your, unless you want a detail.
I think I would like a detail about CAT.
CAT stands for Cross Applied Technologies. And you know, CAT is just another player in your mission. Maybe not necessarily the home team, but another player. All right, so as Jeannie's flying around, she's like, "There's so many questions. Where are we going? Who are we actually working for? And if this child is the prototype, what are we supposed to do with it?"
"Well, clearly we're trying to save it from whoever had it."
"We're trying to deliver it to whoever hired us."
"But deliver to who?
Can we jack into like the computer system and like see if maybe there's a trail to the safe house?"
Jeannie, out of her lap, pulls up the deck and is like, "Here, I'm
fucking right,
I'm keeping us hidden for now."
"I'm jacking, looking for
safe house coordinates.
Safe house coordinates, anything related to our mission specifically." "Okay." "I'm assuming we brought the deck with us, so."
"That's the deck you sort of pilfered from the..."
"Yeah."
"The room."
"Yeah."
"You think of the dwarf.
He might have dropped information on that."
"Yeah."
"Okay."
"Okay, yeah, go ahead."
I'll roll a 3 for that.
And right. Jeannie pipes up. "First, before you do any search, go under the encryption folder and use the third algorithm." She's going to assist on this one. So, before,
yeah, she's before. Assisting.
Add 2 to your pool.
2.
Okay. I'm going to have you roll memory again because there is a word in there which...
Yes! I can use my very last edge.
Go ahead. And you actually are going to get a point back.
We got it.
All right, you got a 6. All right, so a couple things happen. You gain that point of edge back because I should have given you a point of edge for protecting the girl.
Yeah.
Now, with your successful memory, choice.
I'm going to add an extra memory.
Add an extra memory. All right. You notice a key word on there, the grease spot.
Okay, I pull that up.
And your memory is tricky, and you kind of look around, and you recognize where you are in the city of Seattle.
So I can give directions to the grease spot.
I'm going to go ahead and use the police scanner to try and make sure that there's no activity around the grease spot. You know what I mean? Like,
can I like project the directions up on the overhead?
Well, you probably could.
That's why I wanted to put on. Go ahead, put on the overhead
in front of Jeannie, and she starts steering there.
Yeah,
roll 60.
The grease spot is the derogatory term for the spot on the shirt where the troll's penis hangs.
Two successes.
You know, since you know you're, have been told you're in Seattle, so you know that the local law enforcement would be a division called Lone Star. Your character knows their tactics. However, what you're hearing on the police scanner does not sound like anything Lone Star would do.
Why does it not sound like their tactics?
doesn't make any logical sense. It's the commands that are being given, areas that they're telling to scout out. The description of the vehicle doesn't even sound like your vehicle. Nothing actually matches up. The conversation doesn't make sense.
Could they be talking in code?
It could be, but it's not a code that you've
ever prevailed. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and share this information that I think that they might be suspecting us of paying attention to the scanners, and they're trying to keep it silent.
Okay. Jeannie, as she's turning in to the last turn, you see it looks like a mechanic shop. This is not a very good place in town. Old worn sign says the grease spot. Jeannie, as she's turning in, is like, great, we are the best team of Shadowrunners in the world. We are definitely going to get hired for another job, guys. Definitely.
The way that I see it, given the fact that we woke up and none of us knew
anything
about who we're doing a pretty good job.
For now.
So, can we pull inside the grease shop?
Yes.
Okay.
The garage door was open. It looks like it's been abandoned for quite some time.
I closed the garage door.
Yes. Jeannie turns off the vehicle and then he turns around and is like, look, we need some answers here. What's going on? Who are we working for? And what are we supposed to do now? Does anybody know? Anybody know anything?
I start looking for like a way to go to like an underground room or something.
All I remember is being hired to rescue this kid and hopefully kill May in the process.
Kill May? Who's this May?
The person that was in the building.
Pipes up and says, it's Mother.
Yeah, tell us more about Mother. Why do you call them Mother and not Mom? Mother,
may I?
Roll memory, but you get another memory for that.
The actual phrase.
Got it.
How much memory do you have?
You have two.
Now you have three. You get a point of memory for that phrase.
Okay.
That is a key trigger phrase right there.
Okay. That's all I remember. And I remember my name, which was Deacon.
Jinx.
You guys remember your name? I came to you on your own? Oh, thanks. Jeez. I mean, really know how to make a girl feel good. Can't even remember my own name. It had to be told to me. How do I know that I'm actually this genie? I mean, I'm just not being set up.
You haven't remembered anything?
There's things that I've remembered.
I haven't remembered details like that myself.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're trapped in some sort of bottle or something?
Funny. Very funny.
So is that the job that everybody else was hired for?
I was hired by Cross Applied Technologies. I don't know what their skin in the game is, but
Cross Applied Technologies.
And you were also hired to rescue.
Yeah, so here's what I'm thinking. Cross Applied, what does that mean? Across a wide spectrum of areas of expertise, or does it mean like across different forms of technology like cybernetic and biological? Does the child have any kind of implants?
Roll 90.
Two successes.
You see the source of the aura. Up until now, you've just seen it across the entire being. The source of the aura, there's a ball of light, the base of the skull.
What? You
also get to ask in detail about memory.
About one of my memories?
Any memory that has been told to you.
I would like to know more about the elf in the bar.
Elf in the bar is from the European elf nation, Tír na n-Óg.
Makes great whiskey.
Yes, Irish whiskey.
Is he a ranking member of the family?
Yes, but sort of an outcast of his own house. Has authority, but not a whole lot of people from his nation are aligned with him. His contract with a company called Seder Krupp, which is a rival of Cross Applied Technologies.
Can I ask about Omnicore?
Omnicore is a new player, brand new on the scene. Do none of the tech corps like Omnicore?
Were they spun off from any of the other companies, or are they a completely new startup?
New startup. No one knows how they popped up and became so powerful.
Are they only organized in Seattle, or have they spread to other locations as well?
Other locations.
What's the name of my European elf friend?
You only know him as Yo.
Y-O?
Y-O.
Yo. So I'm under the impression this is only known to the
elf. A satyr crop is known to
the,
you.
The information on the elf is not known nationally.
Right, but the companies...
Companies would be known nationally.
Okay.
Just, this has jogged Jordan's memories to know the inner workings of these companies.
And how does cross-applied technologies feel about satyr crop?
They're rivals.
Rivals. Okay.
And, but you said openly that you were hired by cross-applied technologies.
Yes.
So, back in game, Genie's like, so everybody here is hired by cross-applied technologies? By Cat?
That I can't confirm.
I don't know who hired me.
I do know that when I was approached, someone from the European nation of Tiangnan actually tried to talk me out of it, but I was rather insistent that I...
Why they try to talk you out of it?
They said that it wasn't the right path and that it was unaligned with the family.
Yeah. She starts to say something and then she stops. She's like, oh yeah, that's L. Yeah, whatever.
Go ahead, share.
No.
I really want you to share.
I would not mind knowing more information.
The more information we have, the better.
Look, I just don't understand how the House of Elves work all the time.
What house do you come from? Do you remember? Now that you know your name?
You see her face flush a little bit. She's like, no, I don't remember.
Can I tell if she's lying?
She rolled me 8D.
3 successes.
Not bad.
You can tell she's hiding something. Look, my knowledge of my ancestry, it's not important here. Is it? I mean, we've got elves, humans, dwarves, trolls, or every race working on this. So why is my knowledge of elf history important? All I know is that this prototype needs to be intact.
Why are you calling her a prototype?
Because that's the one thing I do remember. And I think the dwarf even said it.
Yeah, the dwarf called her a prototype.
A prototype of what?
Well, so...
Child speaks. I was like, are you guys talking about me?
Yes.
Why do you keep calling me a prototype?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So there is a specific locus in Child's aura right at the back of their neck.
Do you mind if we take a look at you?
Child gets a little bit squirmy. Starts to try and back away from...
Kid, I won't let him hurt you.
Mother, may I look at you?
She starts to be like, Mother? No. Oh, no.
Oh. Kid, I won't let them hurt you.
We promise not to hurt you.
We have no intention of hurting you. We only want the best for you. But we need to know if there's something that other people are looking for.
What do you want to do?
Just want to take a look.
Just take a look at the back of your neck.
Yeah. Just turn around and let's look at the back of your head.
Slowly turns around.
Is there a jack or anything there? Or?
No.
Okay.
Doesn't look like any incisions or scars at all.
I want to look for any kind of foodstuffs or anything like that to give the kid. Is there any other rooms besides this main mechanic shop?
There's sort of like a back office. There's a supply closet.
Is there a mechanic's pit or anything?
No.
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 Is there any sort of emergency kit in the hovercraft, in just in case it goes down? Maybe there's some protein bar or something in there.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to give this kid something to eat.
I would like to try and probe the aura sweet spot a little more magically, a little more carefully, if I can. Go ahead. 5.
Okay. Pretty good. Extreme. So, all right. So you're looking at the aura. You can see that there is some sort of magical tendril that leads back out the garage door.
Is it keeping her alive?
You cannot tell.
I'm going to walk out of the garage and look down the street.
It seems to follow the path that you came.
Yeah, she's a beacon.
And you hear a whisper.
Lily, where are you, Lily?
Lily, you don't have to answer that.
How did you know my name?
Because I heard somebody say it.
That's Mother. She's calling. She's going to find me. She always finds me.
Well, that's okay. And just because everything has happened that way in the past doesn't mean it's always going to happen that way.
Roll memory.
6 and a 1.
All right. Detail.
I know I want details, but I don't, because I don't want other people to hear details on the one that I want details on. So instead, can I remember who told me May must be destroyed?
That was at your meeting where you were hired for this job.
Okay.
And you also remember that you were hired by Sayer Grubb.
Okay. I do that.
You know that the name Lily has to do with your second memory.
Okay.
And with that, we're going to cut off this episode right here. And we're going to find out what happens as we reach the climax of this story next time on Bone Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.